The pandemic has shed light on disparities within the Black community in the healthcare system, but for Black deaf people, there are additional barriers. WXXI's April Franklin has this story from the Inclusion Desk.
Leanne Valentine is a Black deaf woman and communicates using American Sign Language. Valentine spoke to us through an interpreter. She says last year she had a gallbladder issue and tried to seek treatment.
Give me an MRI or whatever you need to do, but I can't sleep, I can't eat, I'm really in pain here.
But at the doctor's office, Valentine says her interpreter wasn't helpful.
And the interpreter said, she wants an MRI. But her tone of voice was very even, very, not very inflected or very neutral or monotone. And that's how she was interpreting me.
That barrier in communication can affect the deaf person's experience at the doctor's office and overall trust in the medical community. For Black deaf people, that mistrust is sometimes more amplified. Black deaf people communicate using their own sign language with nuances that vary from standard ASL. Valentine says once she received a Black interpreter, she was able to convince her doctor to give her an MRI.
She actually interpreted what I said with the intent and the tone, plus my emotions, and she conveyed that to the doctor, and the doctor's like, okay, fine. And so finally they took some action. And they found out I needed emergency surgery.
In a healthcare setting, it can make all the difference to have a Black interpreter. But only 13% of the more than 10,000 sign language interpreters in the U.S. identify as people of color. ASL interpreter Christy Love is trying to change that.
At times, that's important to be able to relate to somebody culturally.
Love is the coordinator and one of the founders of RIT's Randleman program. The program provides training and mentorship for interpreters of color. One of the challenges of interpreting in a medical setting is that ASL is not a direct translation of English. Valentine agrees. She says terms like heartburn and stroke are foreign to some deaf people because they aren't often used in conversation. Using an interpreter, she explains these language gaps.
All these medical conditions, people don't understand, they don't have access for them. And so it's hard for them to explain what's going on.
These barriers can also affect outreach to the local Black deaf community. That's been especially problematic during the COVID-19 pandemic. JT Reed is a board member of the nonprofit Partners in Deaf Health. He is also Black and deaf and spoke through an interpreter. He says he didn't see a large turnout of Black deaf people during vaccine clinics.
I honestly maybe have seen 2 or 3 Black deaf people there. That was it for the vaccine. So I'm like, where are the rest of my community? It seems like they just did not get the information. And that's very unfortunate.
Valentine says outreach in the Black deaf community will take extra effort. She blames years of discrimination for fear and mistrust in the healthcare system. She says Rochester's Black deaf community is small but accessible, and she encourages hearing people in and outside of medical facilities to spend time with them.
Just because we're Black and deaf, please don't ignore us. We want to thrive. We want to stand on our own.
April Franklin, WXXI News.